A number of people had contacted me about, I suppose, the disabled toilets out in Ross's Point, and I'm heartened to hear that they will be refurbished and will be open to the public sooner rather than later. And also, the toilets that are there, that at the moment, there might be a possibility of a refurbishment programme there. But in particular, I was most concerned about the lack of public toilets in Strand Hill, and that was the purpose and the main thrust of my motion here today. And I am heartened to hear from the executive that there will be changing facilities and public toilets constructed in the near future in Strand Hill, because over the last number of years I had to ring the local authority to bring out the port-a-loos to the shorefront in Strand Hill, which is really unacceptable, and it is very unfair that it fell back on the business community. We have very fortunate to have award-winning businesses in Strand Hill, and it was unfair that they had to provide a service which falls on the local authority. So I am glad and heartened to hear that there will be public toilets out in Strand Hill within the next number of months. Unfortunately, it looks like it won't be here for this summer, but it will be there for next summer.
And the issue of maintenance, I suppose, particularly around the toilets in Ross's Point, was raised as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and it looks like that will be dealt with. I think it's a basic human need and right that there is public toilets at all the seaside resorts, and hopefully that will be the case sooner rather than later.